Business. My name is Dom Knight, Andrew P. Street. Hello.
Hello, Dom.
Thank you. Now, next Tuesday, we are back at Giant Dwarf doing another live show.
We've got
Chris Taylor from The Chaser, very funny man. Jacqueline Maley from The Herald, who recently went to that Q Society meeting. And I want to hear the things she couldn't publish.
I want to know every
unauthorized, slightly defamatory bits that she... We're amongst friends. No one's going to sue.
No one's going to sue.
Tickets at giantdwarf.com.au. Come on down. The last one was a lot of fun. You can listen back to it in a previous episode of the podcast if you so desire. We do them first Tuesday. It's like the book club used to be, but isn't anymore. First Tuesday of the month. Come on down.
We are basically their replacement, but except we're not on television. We're not about books. And Marieke Hardy does not want to be involved.
And that show is still on the air and technically does not require a replacement.
Also, there is that. That's a fairly important point. Thank you, Mark Humphrey.
That is Mark Humphrey.
Sorry, I just crowbarred myself into this conversation.
Of the feed and many other fine places as well, the Chaser Quarterly. Look, guys, this week we're going to do something a bit different. We looked around the room, we're three white guys, and frankly, not enough people who look like us and sound like us have media platforms.
We just don't have a platform.
No, we're being silenced. And the important thing, I mean, I don't know how many of our listeners are sort of columnists, sort of with a left leaning bias, or I don't know, work for a multicultural broadcasting service. But frankly, the money on the left is bullshit. Now, the real dollars, as we know, is on the other side of politics. And so, you know, I think we have been missing a trick. As three white men,
yes,
we really should have been focusing a lot more on kind of getting that sort of more conservative vibe. And I think that now is the time.
So what we're getting to do now is, if you'll bear with us, just record a pilot. A quick little pilot. It's for our friends at Sky or anywhere else. Anyone else who wants to broadcast Fox News,
Sky,
maybe?
At Sky or perhaps at...
I'm thinking Daily Telegraph webcast. Maybe 2GB has space.
Absolutely.
If anyone wants...
Does Quadrant have a podcast?
It will soon.
It will. We'll look, in the absence of a Quadrant podcast, let's just do this.
The Specky.
The Specky. All right, so here we go.
We could be the tater tots. That will work out beautifully.
Special episode of the Double Disillusionists. Please, I'm not going to say enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy seems just the wrong word.
Just know that.
Please tolerate.
Know that that's what's coming up.
Please endure us.
G'day. Welcome to Right Siders at last, a discussion program with white blokes, all white blokes around the table here. I'm Dom Knight, Andrew P. Street. Hello.
G'day, Patriots.
Have you brought your pen? You're going to do some cartoons for us, Streety?
I'm going to do a series of particularly incendiary cartoons that are going to speak truth. They're going to speak truth to power.
Well, look out!
And by power, I mean those lefty layabout, like terrorist loving, halal eating, burqa wearing. Freedom haters. Haters, Dom.
Put on your hard hats because truth bombs are incoming. We've got,
that's one of them going now. I just drew it.
Humphos here as well, Mark Humphreys. Humphos, how are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. Fantastic to be here. Wonderful to be here on the program. And Streety, I hope you shine a light on some of the great injustices in today's world. Keep shining that light. Doesn't matter if... I'll laugh. I mean,
he's very funny, this bloke.
People who like comedy will laugh. Humphos.
No, yeah, but none of those ABC insiders watching bloody bananas and pajamas, Peppa Pig loving, that they won't find it funny.
Oh, but Peppa Pig halal. How does that work for you, politically correct brigade? Eh?
Truth bomb.
All right, look, lots of things to talk about on the program. Same things we always talk about week after week. Really.
One thing I love about this show is that we never move on to other topics.
There's
consistency. That's what the bloody left don't understand. With these progressives, they're jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. Oh, it's never enough for them. Oh, you know, we want to have gay marriage. We want to marry ducks. Yeah. We want to send the ducks that are gay that are married. We want to send them to get burkas. That's what it bloody Streety. Is. It's thing after thing
he's
after
done
thing.
He's done it again.
Truthful. Some listeners have claimed that this show actually is a repeat of previous shows, that we actually just play the same episode each week.
Look,
not so.
We are conservatives. even you, Streeter, you used to run the Labor Party, but you're a conservative now. And if you're a conservative, you like how things are and you want them to stay the same, yes. Don't you, boys?
Yes. If anything, I want it to stay more the same.
More the same.
If anything, it's not the same enough.
All right, look, just before we get on to 18C, the most important issue confronting the nation, we've got
you can't go down the street without someone coming up to you talking about 18C.
Oh, it's disgusting. So we'll get on to that. But before we do, this week's home viewer is Toothless Bob the Truckie, who's Toothless Bob sent us a picture. He's in the cab of his truck, very toothless, and he says he listens to the show every week on the podcast while he drives up and down the highway spewing beautiful diesel fumes into the environment. Take that, Greenies. Yes.
I call it freedom gas. That's what Toothless Bob has given us.
Toothless Bob the Truckie knows.
He's given us the freedom gas as he rides through our beautiful nation.
Well, how do you think the quinoa gets delivered to your grocery shop? It's Toothless Bob the other mates out there working hard on the road. Real Australians.
He's there. He's carrying avocados. And you know what? Not smashed. They are intact. The way that God and the way that John Howard intended.
Respect for avocados, which is what I love about Toothless Bob.
Oh, he's good.
And also, when you are Toothless Bob, avocado is probably quite a good good meal choice.
It's a very good choice. Very good. You've had Fossy. You've done it again. You've done it. All right.
And this show is too funny.
Who would have thought they'd give a bunch of white blokes a television show? Honestly.
Finally. Not like those coloured lesbian disabled people at the ABC.
We're just not part of the crowd. We're not part of the politically correct brigade that have all the power in this, have all the microphones in this country.
To be fair, I was an MP for 17 years, but...
You are on the parliamentary pension.
I am an outsider from the elite.
Yep.
You are a nobody, Street. Anyway,
not out west, buddy. Out west, I'm worshipped as a god. There are statues of me.
You're the man, aren't you?
High.
And I think it's disgraceful what those kids drew on that statue, but I defend their right to do it, though.
It's free speech.
I defended their right to do it even as I beat the shit out of them. And that was a freedom that I gave them. Freedom of the fist.
Freedom of the fist.
You know what they say, every hill's hoist is a statue of Streety.
Especially if you've got some goon on it, because I'm a working class man.
No, you're the real thing, Streety.
Working hard.
That Labor Party didn't know what they had when you were in control.
They did not know. I used to say that to Peter Garrett. Peter, I used to say to him, you don't even know what you've got.
Peter, stop having a fit. And throwing your arms, you call it dancing.
Looks like you're not dancing, but doing something silly instead.
Midnight Oil, that's a fossil fuel, isn't it?
Yes.
Hypocrites.
Exactly.
Hypocrites. 18C. Now, look, this is a fascist regime, this 18. It's the Racial Discrimination Act. What it's about is silencing Aussie legends like Bill Leake. Like Andrew P. Street's cartoons.
Can we just have a minute silence?
Yeah.
Another minute silence for Bill.
Yeah.
It's terrible radio. But it's
powerful radio.
Powerful radio.
It's powerful radio. It's a freedom pause.
Leakey wouldn't have wanted us to stop talking.
No, he wouldn't have done.
That's not what he did.
Oh, he would have wanted us to keep talking. If anything, he'd want us to talk even more loudly.
Like
he did about truth in his cartoons. The loudest cartoons that there are.
Shining a light, he was.
He was like one of them big torches what they've got at IKEA.
He was a...
Called a clarg.
Can't pronounce it myself, but...
Nah.
Sounds a bit ethnic.
Some very strange accents on those words.
Oh, I tell you. A lot of umlauts.
Bottom line is, you've got some truth tellers. Like Bolte. Mm-hmm. Bolte going in there and just from his position of some expertise... Outing people who aren't Aboriginal enough. Shining a light.
Shining a light.
On the skin.
Dropping truth bombs.
And what happened was they tried to shut him down just because he was wrong. Free speech means freedom to be wrong.
Exactly. Free speech means never having to say, these are my sources, I think you'll find they're correct.
Free speech means it's like Wikipedia, you can't edit it. Like every version of Wikipedia is equally true.
And I'd like to see these people that are, took Bolt to task. I'd like to see them write 800 words a day, plus blog posts, plus a radio show, plus a TV show. If you had to do all that, you'd probably get your facts wrong too.
If anything, I would deliberately get my facts wrong just so that all those lefties would have something to complain about. They'd be there going like...
Oh, you're allowed to get them wrong.
Australia's not being overrun by Muslim diprotodonts. I mean, as though that's the point. The point is he's raising the issue. He is raising the issue.
Just asking a question.
He's asking the question.
He's shining a light.
He's shining a light. Dropping truth bombs.
So, look, the government's come up with a suggestion. They want to change the wording of 18C. They want to get rid of some words and put in other words. But what they really need is no words.
No.
They need no words.
There needs to be no laws. Is that what we're saying?
There's no laws.
No laws.
That
none.
Stop freedom.
No.
If you want to pass a law up in the parliament where you blokes both worked, I was a cab driver. If you want to pass a law in your parliament and that law stops blokes like me doing whatever they want, that law is bullshit.
It's a bullshit
law.
That law
is bullshit. The High Court should be allowed to say that is bullshit, that law.
If anything, I reckon we should get a law to say that the High Court isn't allowed to even look at law anymore, and also that the law that we would make to get rid of the laws, even that law has to go.
So this is the common sense you don't hear on the ABC.
They don't hear it on the ABC.
No, they're just too busy talking about their play school, their Jemimas, their Hambles. What's a Hamble, I ask you?
You only get it here.
When I was on the footy pitch, we a Hamble was what you gave to a bloke before you decked him.
I don't even listen to it. I can't listen to the ABC. Those girly voices are too high-pitched for me to hear.
Barry Cassidy.
Barry Cassidy.
Bloody Soprano. Oh. Bloody castrati.
Yeah.
Lee Comes Sales. In. She never sold anything. She never worked outside of that sheltered workshop.
Oh.
You know what Lee Sales Handout, can't she do? Should be called.
You know what Lee Handout can't do? She can't drive a cab. And you know why? Because she doesn't have the plates.
When was your last time you saw Lee Sales on a construction site?
When was the last time you saw her behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler?
This is right.
Like Toothless Bob.
Toothless Bob.
What is Lee Sales doing for our nation's avocados and its freedom gas? And I'll tell you for why nothing.
Yeah. You go up to Lee Sales in the street and ask for a game of two up, she'll spit in your face.
Thing is with 18C, right, I'd like to see them try and silence this program with their laws. The PC Brigade, we've got a sign on the door of the studio. No PC. You're not welcome.
That's right.
Take your speech somewhere else. It also freedom.
Says, it also says no girls allowed as well. Because, you know, girls, they come here with their feminism.
People of colour.
There we go.
We're people of colour. We're all people of colour.
Oh, we're all people of colour.
We're all a colour. We're all a colour. You're pink. You're a nice shade of pink, Humphos.
Yeah, I spent a little bit too much time on the balcony. But
I'm pink. Yeah. Not a pinko.
Not a pinko.
But I'm a person of colour. I'm a person of colour, and that colour is predominantly pink.
No. But, I mean, let's be honest about the feminist debate. You're just not hearing the perspective of three men. You're not hearing the perspective of three men in the feminist debate.
It's so true.
What kind of a world do they want? They want a world where we can't speak, where we can't say anything, where we don't have any power. We have no power anymore.
We
have no power anymore. Look at this show. This show only got up because I sent an email to the head of the network. We've got no power, we're being silenced.
We had to fight tooth and nail for you to send that email from freedomboy@gmail, freedomboy69@gmail.com.
Streety. Let's not tell everyone about the 69.
This is a classy program, Streety.
But we're not afraid to have a laugh. Not like the bloody ABC. Not like your bloody SBS. Not like your bloody Guardian. Your Guardian with your lefties.
And ringing the hands.
So scared.
When was the last time Jeremy Fernandez made you laugh? I ask you. Seriously?
Mate, every time I watch his show.
There you go.
A joke.
Late line or like... Fucking no laughs long. Shit.
It's
more media watch, more like media shut up.
Jeremy Dernandez. More like it.
See
what ABC.
Yep.
Truth bomb.
Everyone calls it the gay BC, don't they?
They should. Do. If they don't, they should.
Yep.
And you know who's the gayest? Those bananas. You see them, they're in their pyjamas. You know why? Because they're in bed all the time. You know why? Bludging.
Yep.
Bludging away.
Yeah.
Bludging like a gay banana.
They're on it. What time are they on? 3 p.m. something?
Oh,
they're still in their pyjamas.
They've only just
3 in
up.
The afternoon.
Oh, just give me a soy latte and I'll go on the go on the program for 5 minutes and collect a public service paycheck. You didn't do that, did you, Streety? When you were running the lab party, you put in an honest day's work.
I was there at 11 on the dot most mornings. And often I was still there past like 2:30.
And that's, you had to have a long lunch. That's a strain.
Well,
that's
just a lunch.
That's when you have your freest speech during a long lunch.
You can't free things on an empty stomach, as they always say. As Winston Churchill said, where's my lunch?
He did. He loved a lunch.
Yeah. Winston. Oh, he loved a good lunch. See, you know what else he loved? He loved freedom. He loved freedom and lunch.
In that order.
And cigars. And that hat.
You know what he didn't love? Nazis. Hated the Nazis. But back in those days.
But you know what he hated most? Feminazis.
Oh. Well, they wouldn't have had. No one listened to women. You know the only woman that Winston Churchill listened to? The Queen. Her Majesty.
Right. Oh, Her Majesty. HM.
That's
HMQ.
The only. If you've got a woman, you have to listen to the Queen. It's a bit of a dilemma, actually. But otherwise, no, there were no women in that. There was no one. In that.
They didn't even have women in Britain.
They didn't have women.
Hadn't been invented.
They'd all been sent off to the countryside. That was how important they were.
They were out there just flouncing around.
They'd gone through the wardrobe. They were in Narnia for the entire war.
Where was bloody Narnia during the war too?
That's it.
It's just like, it's you know what it is? It's a socialist fucking paradise there in Narnia. I don't use that word freely. But it was a socialist paradise.
You can use it freely because it's a free speech zone. But also Narnia, as I understand, metaphor for Christianity.
Mm.
And that's a religion. You can't talk about Christianity.
You can't
say you love Jesus. You've got to love Allah. You've got to love Allah. The ABC, it's the Allah Broadcasting Corporation.
You go into the ABC.
You get it? Allah. A is for that's Allah. Right. They're the Allah Broadcasting Corporation.
That's it.
This
that's
is a
it.
Fact.
That's it.
Top of the hour. Bam, 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 bam. Allah Akbar. That's what they say.
I've heard that.
Top of the hour.
Allah Akbar. That's how it goes on Triple J.
In the playing one of those Islamic things.
Yeah.
What are they called? Those Islamic, I don't know what they're called.
I think it's called a halal.
No, it's called
a halal. They play one of those big loud halals.
So, look, I think that's dealt with 18C.
I think we've solved that.
Fellas.
Solved!
I think we've solved that debate.
Oh, till next week when we deal with it again.
Yes.
And again and again and again and again until those Narnians start bloody coming around. Until those Narnians start giving us back some of the Anzac spirit we gave them.
They're all in favour of ditching the witch back when it was in Narnia.
Now you can't ditch the witch.
Wizard of Oz, in the proper Oz, in the way that Oz used to be, you drop a house onto a wicked witch. That's what you do. You wouldn't elect them Prime Minister. Although we didn't really elect Julia
Dullard.
We could have dropped
Dullard.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Humphoss.
This is just
off the top of your dome.
That's just off, you know.
Why didn't
that's
anyone,
just off my prepared notes.
Why didn't anyone
then
drop a house on Julia Dullard?
Who's paying for that house?
Who's paying for the house?
CFMEU.
You look in that house.
It's probably their house.
You open the door of the house and you look, and there's no fruit in the fruit bowl. No fruit in the fruit bowl.
Not even a bloody avocado. Not even. Toothless Joe, he's out there hauling the avocados back and forth. He's hauling them so bloody fast that he doesn't even have time to actually unload them once he gets there. So he is just roaring around our great nation with a truck full of rotting avocados.
And what's
happening? Freedom is happening.
He's a champion.
Freedom is happening.
Thanks for watching, Toothless Joe.
Love you, Bob. Called you Bob, mate.
Bob's also watching. Yeah. Here's the other.
Sorry,
here's the other
Toothless
listener.
Joe and Toothless Bob. I get our many listeners mixed up.
There's not a lot of teeth between them, but there's a lot of love for truth, and that's what it's all about.
Love for truth and freedom.
I tell you what, teeth does. It stops the speech coming out freely. Lose the teeth.
That's a good point.
Give it away. They're freedom blockers.
They're the 18C of the mouth.
This is right.
So this plebiscite. This idea that you send out a little envelope with the yes or no to same-sex marriage. Do you, they,
well, you
they
know or no. Let's be honest. Let's not start pandering to the left on this.
Oh.
Your choices are no.
Bloody panda. No. Endangered species, you panda.
Yeah, look, I don't want to get up on my soapbox, and I've got like 5 or 6 of them here. Yeah. But this is one of my big issues. Because one of the things that the lefties won't talk about, because they're so worried about being politically correct, and they're so worried about being triggering, and they're so worried about being snowflakes.
Oh, look
and
they're out. So worried I'm about, signaling my virtue.
Oh, they're just virtue. Virtue left and right.
I've got a white flag I'm waving. It's a virtue signal.
But I'll tell you this. No one's talking about marriage security. Ooh. And this is a problem.
Ooh,
this is a problem that this country has been too scared to address. Too scared to take on board. We have only
this
got...
This is the free speech temple in here. You can just drop it. Drop it on us.
We have only got, by a conservative estimate, the best kind of estimate, we have got about 40 to 43 kilos of marriage left.
Yes.
That's for the whole country. Yes. That's for everyone. That's for your children.
Yes.
That is for your children.
Yes.
And the gays are coming in. They're like, oh, we want some of your marriage. Well, there's not enough bloody marriage. Well, there's not enough here.
That's it. Because if gays can get married, then that affects the marriage that I have or did have with my now estranged wife. That's the effect that it has. It now renders our estranged marriage essentially
ruins
invalid.
It ruins it. Because if you say my spouse, after that, no one knows if you're talking about Arthur or Martha. I'm sorry about Martha, by the way.
No, that's right. No, I mean, the important thing is I do get to see the kids on the weekend. So,
from a distance through a telescope.
But, they seem to be, the general shape of them from a distance seem to be quite.
Well, it's because they've got a man and a woman in their life. Admittedly, the man is no longer you. But the point is there's a father figure that's there.
And it's the same for my increasingly blurry children as well. Because the thing is, like with my estranged wife, when we broke up, then the thing that we kept saying to each other is, well, at least the gays can't break up. They can't break up the way that we're breaking
they
up.
Can't destroy they, what we they have can't the way we can.
They can't destroy the thing that we are destroying right now along with a selection of pretty flimsy furniture. And I tell you, one of them was a flag and it did snap in half, but it still shone a light. It shone a light just like my cartoons do. Truth bomb!
Boom! Boom. So that's the plebiscite. That's done. I like Dutto's idea. You ask everyone to go and fill out a little form, form. Put it in your Australia Post overpaid postbox.
Yep, that's right.
Send it back to Parliament House and they'll put them straight in the furnace.
And, it'll get there in 3 to 5 business days.
Yep.
Which is fantastic.
And it's only, $7.80 to send it to.
While you're there, pick up an Andre Rieu DVD.
He's good, isn't he?
He's good, isn't he?
It's the sound of freedom.
Have you seen his Magic of the Musicals? In. That's good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why don't we have more migrants like Andre Rieu?
If he had white migrants,
he's got a violin and he's got a mane like the Paddle Pop line.
That's right.
And he's got a castle that you can put up at a gig and then you take it down.
And he waltzes and frankly,
housing affordability right there.
The waltz is German. And frankly, in this room, it's okay to say that Germany has a lot to offer the world.
Oh, and people will tell you that you can't say that. That's the thing. That people come in with their political correctness and their snowflake triggering, and they will tell you, oh, you can't even be nice about Germany. You can't even say they've got a decent sausage. You can't even say the Nazis were right. People are just like, oh, no. Oh, the Nazis are wrong. Oh, sausages are fattening.
They're right about some things.
When was the last time you heard Tony Jones speaking German on Q&A? I ask you. When was the last time?
Look, when was the first time?
There you go.
The thing about political correctness, the thing about it that really gets me,
What gets you, Dom?
When you say politically correct, it's like you're saying it's wrong. It means wrong. It doesn't mean correct. It means wrong. All right, the last issue we need to deal with this week and every week.
Every week
is a little thing we call terrorism. Now, this is the important part of the show.
Yeah.
It's about the halals
yep.
coming in and taking our Vegemite.
This is right.
And it's not just about security, like not getting blown up by them. It's about security, like being able to go to the supermarket and picking up a bloody tin of Vegemite, a jar, however you like it,
yep.
putting it on your Raya Vita without having to worry about funding terrorism, funding it.
You are speaking truth to starchy spread, my friend. You are talking about the greatest security that we can have.
I just want to
which put is security some yeast of in my our mouth. Spreads.
Yeast in my mouth yep. without having to worry about giving money to terrorists.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Absolutely. I mean, I
yeast, not Middle East. That's what I say.
Boom.
That's what
boom.
I said in 8 or 9 of my cartoons so far.
They're good cartoons.
Oh, they're great cartoons.
They
shine a light.
They're right. They are right. In every sense.
All the best senses.
They're politically incorrect. That's how correct. They're so correct. They're politically incorrect. Pah.
And if correct means wrong, that means incorrect is right. It's perfect. Oh, it works on so many levels.
Hang on. Just a second. Stuff. Just let's take a moment. Women's perspective. Anyone? It's got anything to say. Sorry, Hum Foss, you're about to say something.
We gave them their chance. You know.
Where were you? Where were you?
They had a moment. Yeah. No, where has Clement died for?
Where are the women of Australia, you know, on an afternoon, you know, while we're sitting around, you know, doing this?
Well, I don't know about you, but my partner's working. I mean, it's not like this gig's particularly well paid, is it?
No, well, you know.
Thanks for that, sweetheart.
No,
thank you.
No, credit where it's due. But you know, I had a Vegemite sandwich this morning, and I tell you, by the end of it, I wanted to change my name to Muhammad. There's something in it.
There's something in it.
I had some Vegemite yesterday. Today, woke up full beard.
I was going to ask about this.
It's an impressive.
I was
going
to ask about this.
There's a slightly crazy look in your eyes too,
yeah.
Streety.
I do kind of. Wanted to commit a terrorism, to be fair.
You look so...
And I didn't before I had
Humphos, just can you get down there and look at his kneecaps? Has he been kneeling towards Mecca?
Oh, dear. They're very rough.
Have you...
Streety, it's Vegemite.
It's not your fault, mate. It's not your fault. What's been happening? Have you been having the halals?
Okay, I did... Look, I did have a kebab the other day as well.
You didn't.
But... It was wrapped in a flag.
Ooh.
And I did it in the presence of a kangaroo and an emu. They can't walk backwards. That's why they're our national symbol.
If you have a kangaroo...
That's the beauty of our national symbol. They can't walk backwards. And that's why
when they stand there,
you know what they're going to do? They're going to collide.
That's our motto. Our motto is never take a step back. Certainly never apologise.
No.
If you have a kebab that is made of kangaroo and emu wrapped in an Australian flag tortilla or Australian flag... Non-Lebanese, but a flat. Let's call it a flatbread. Is that terrorist or not?
It depends.
Asking the tough questions on the right side.
You're not afraid to put me on the spot. I will say that I was singing "Pressure Down" by John Farnham at the time, pretty loudly.
That's pretty Australian, and it originally came from Britain.
I had been drinking for a while.
I don't know if you know this, but if you want to be in the audience of Q&A these days, you have to flash your ISIS membership card.
That's a fact. I've heard that from you just now.
That's right.
And well, it is the Allied Broadcasting Corporation.
Exactly.
Right. How many patriots do you kill if you accidentally drop a bomb on the Q&A studio? The answer is none. But you wouldn't. The reason being... You know, they're all friends. We've let them into this country and they're working together.
Oh, that's true. They are. They're plotting against us. Like the Martians.
Oh, have you heard something?
Yeah. No, I can hear it now. Just
whispering. What have you heard?
Whispering in my ear.
What have you heard?
They're saying, get them. Just get them.
Because you know what the voices whisper in my ear? In my
what are they telling you?
I'm just going to share it with you, bloke.
They say set the wheels in motion.
Because we're mates. No, they actually, the whispers I hear very quietly are that no one's listening to this program. that we're sitting here dropping the truth bombs and no one's listening. This is what concerns me.
And I say to those voices in your head, is Toothless Joe no one?
No.
Is Toothless Bob no one?
What about Toothless Tim?
Toothless
I hope you are.
How about One Toothed Phil?
What? Yeah, yeah. It's, he doesn't he's on the way.
He's got too many teeth.
He's not been well.
He can't handle the anyway.
Get ready. This time next week, you'll hear the exact same program, slightly rearranged with different toothless
characters. We will cover these topics in a different order.
We will. I have a feeling
in a different order, that's also the same order. That's also the best order.
Yeah.
You know why you can say that?
Freedom.
18C.
18C.
I'm Foss. Streety. Fucking love you guys. Not in a gay way.
No, not in a gay way. No, tits.
Yeah. How good are ladies?
All right, back out of the crazy nut job world. And Andrew, just one more reminder. Tuesday night, Giant Dwarf tickets still available.
And we won't live be doing show. That.
We will not be doing that. And Humphos, we're not having with us on Tuesday. But we'll have
I'm boycotting.
We can catch you
on the feed,
writing for the Chaser Quarterly and in other fine places as well. Thanks very much for joining us today and participating in that desperate plea for a job.
my pleasure. It was an experience.
And we'll see you once we call
the Go Series with
you. Yeah, Sunday morning.
Yes.
We'll catch you then.
Definitely. Right after outside.